Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right. Welcome to Sock and Soul Radio, everybody. The fastest way to jumpstart your Vox Life business each and every day. We're just a group of independent distributors. This is not a corporate call, but it's designed as all of us across the country working together, helping each other with questions, thoughts, ideas, and most of all, testimonials of what you're seeing happen in your area. Imagine if we were all having a cup of coffee every morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time, and we're able to share all that information from the day before and from the weeks ahead, get the latest update and information. Now, you're also going to hear some incredible testimonials from people, and I just want to remind everybody that everybody's body is different, and so everyone's going to experience different results. We're not here to diagnose, cure, or treat any medical conditions or take the place of your doctor. Also, you're going to hear some pretty incredible income testimonies of people that are building their business, but again, those are on an individual basis. With that, make sure to grab a pen and paper. You never want to trust your fortune to your memory. Get ready to write some good information, and we'll see you on the call.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio, fastest way to jumpstart your business each and every day. Julie and I have finally made it to Florida, got in last night. We're over here at some friends of ours, Scott and Nancy Dreiser's house. Had a lot of fun last night with Halloween, and now we're headed down to Daytona. And guys, it is November 1st, 2017. And guys, this is the beginning of the end, if you will. The next 8 weeks will literally determine what will happen for you in all of 2018. Okay, I cannot express the importance of how the next 8 weeks, if done properly, will set you up for total success all next year. And that's it. You know what, guys, one of the careers that I had was I spent about eight years in the diamond business. And so, as you can imagine, about 70% of our total yearly sales happened in the last 8 weeks of the year. Of course, everybody going for Christmas. In that time, 70% of our sales happened there. A huge percentage, and I think it's somewhere like 20-30% of sock sales happen at Christmas time. That's how big the market is, that we're actually being able to affect or touch right now in this business. So, guys, just want to share that with you. Again, guys, as you also know, please push 1 on your telephone if you've got any ideas, questions, thoughts, testimonials that you'd like to share. One of the other things I wanted to tell you is that a lot of people rank advanced this month, and it was exciting to see a lot of good stuff. We're going to have several of them on Friday's call. And people that are out there making it happen, and so really love having that. Guys, I tell you what. Let's go to the dashboard. We've got a couple of callers that have come in, and then there are a few things that I want to touch on with everybody real quick about our trip going across the country. First of all, let's go to area code 708. You're live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to know what the latest word is on the Christmas socks in terms of when they'll be available for order.
Yeah, from what we understand, it's like the 10th or the 11th of November they'll be out. Great question.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys, how about any other questions, thoughts, ideas, Remember, guys, this is our call. Get it out here. Look, the thing is, and I'll just kind of share this with you guys, people call us all during the day with different questions. And I'm just going like, For us to be able to be effective in the marketplace, bring them here. There's no secret questions out there. If you have a question, I guarantee you a whole bunch of other people out there have got the same question. So bring it here to Blog Talk Radio and encourage your team to come on Blog Talk Radio. Ask these questions here. Get them out. So, I mean, I didn't catch the lady's name that just had asked that question, but I guarantee you everybody else on this line was wondering the same thing. Hey, when are the Christmas socks coming out? So that's it. Guys, another thing that Julie and I do in building our business is we set ourselves up for success. The thing is, I'm not waiting till the end of the month. I don't ever wait literally for anything. Julie and I order twice a month. We put in a big order the first day of the month, which is today. We'll be placing about a $2,000 order today. And then depending on where we're going to be and what we're going to be doing is that we'll place another order around the middle of the month. All right. And so, just like, again, with these Christmas socks that are coming out, we've got a number of people that we want to, send those socks to and have some fun with. So we'll make that part of our order on the 15th. Again, another thing that we do is we plan out where we're going to be and what we're doing. Guys, let me give you an example. Again, everybody write this down and get this out to your team. We'll have a flyer on it. But the November 30th in Orlando will be a presentation. Now we're going to be there all day Thursday. We're going to do some meetings during the day, some one-on-ones. People want to come in and get trained and get this information, learn more about the comp plan, whatever it is. Come over Thursday during the day. We're going to do a Thursday night presentation. Then we're leaving early Friday morning, and we're headed to Atlanta, where, again, the same thing. We're going to do a meeting Friday night, December 1st, in Atlanta. And then Julie and I have got a show that we're doing on the 2nd and 3rd. The reason I say all that is that, look, we know what kind of inventory we're going to need. We know where we're going at Thanksgiving. We know a lot of the people that we're going to run into. We know a lot of the people that we desire to talk to, about the socks and insoles. So we're making sure that we've got that inventory. That's what we're doing in this first order. The second part of the month, when we order on the 15th, we'll get the Christmas socks. And then, again, we know that we're going to have a big meeting the last day of the month in Orlando, several people will come to that event, because there's going to be some great announcements. We're going to have some special guests at that event. And then from there, we're not even taking a break. We, go to bed, wake up real early in the morning, and head up to Atlanta, 5.5-hour drive, to get up there and make that happen. A lot of planning, plan your business. They say plan out your work and then work your plan in making that work. So, guys, again, so here's one of the other things that I wanted to talk about in this is that, guys, again, please for yourself and, again, the brand new people that you're bringing in, until we have express pay, which will only be about 60 days from now, until we've got express pay, all right, make sure that they've got their PayPal account set up. As Julie and I went across the country, two or three times we had people walk up to us going, hey, I've been in a month or two, and I can even see in my back office where I've got a check, but nothing's come yet. And I go, well, have you called the company? I mean, that'd be the first thing I'd be doing, going, hey, where is my money? And I said, well, do you have your PayPal account set up? And they go, no, I don't even know how to use PayPal, or I've not done it or whatever. Well, again, call the corporate office and get it set up. The other thing you want to do is make sure that the email that you have for PayPal is the same email that the company's got, as well. And so make sure that those are put together. And then, you know what, guys? One of the other big things that Julie and I learned from this trip, first of all, it took us a little bit of time to figure this out, and we're realizing that everybody else is starting to figure this out as well, is in almost every direct sales company out there, it's always about making money. It's always about it. And the reason being is because there's never been a strong retailable product. And maybe there was from time to time. I'm sure somebody will call me and say, oh, yeah, there was this one product that we retailed the heck out of. And that's probably true as well. But because there's not been a strong retail product, it eventually always winds up being about the money until now. And I tell you what, we've taken some really hardened, just show me the comp plan kind of people. And in about a month's period of time or whatever, they've been able to figure out, they go, wow, it really is about the product. It really is. And then the vice versa of it, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, is you take somebody like Lindsey Howe. Lindsey is the strongest retail guy that I know. He is all about the product, all about the retail. And he goes, you know what? I think I'm going to start building a business. See, he's never really built the businesses before. He could care less about building an organization. He's all about making the sale of the product. And so we've taken people that are all about the money, and they're starting to realize the product. And then you have people that understood the product right away that are starting to say, hey, you know what? I think I'll build a business here. And it's really, really interesting, guys. And we just have barely gotten started. I mean, we are barely gotten started, out there in the marketplace. So, guys, I'll tell you what, let's go down here to area code 702. 702, you're live on Sock and Soul Radio.
Good morning, Greg. It's Liz in Las Vegas.
Hey, Liz. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, good. I had a couple things I wanted to contribute. First of all, in regards to your PayPal conversation, I'll offer that the emails came out, and I'm pretty savvy with the computer and with back offices and so forth, but when I searched my all mail in Gmail in the account that was registered with the company, which, by the way, that email account was not registered with my PayPal, but I found the email saying, hey, we've loaded your PayPal account with this email address. And sure enough, I just click, 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 and the money was there. It was in a kind of a PayPal account that wound up getting attached to the email address that I had registered with corporate. So it was pretty simple. It wasn't even like I had to go have it all set up. It just automatically went that way, and then I transferred it to my checking account for free. So it was pretty easy to do, just so you know. It was, but I almost didn't see the email. I had to go find it, and it was there. So just as an offering to people. And then the other offering I will make is the two nights ago I got up on a ladder. My husband has been traveling a lot, so he's been out of town, and I've been trying to finish up my last move in and get some pictures hung and so forth. And I will tell you that I went to stand on a ladder, a short ladder, to just hang a couple pictures. And I stood on the second step up, and I had a little bit of vertigo. And I went, oh, my goodness. And I said, I'm home alone. I got to put my socks on if I'm going to be climbing on a ladder. So I ran and got my socks. And I tell you, I'm not climbing on a ladder without my socks on. I'll tell you that much right now. So just as a little bit of offering, I don't want to be slipping and falling when I'm home alone and without my socks on. I don't think I'll fall with my socks on. So I put them on, and I managed to hang my pictures, and I just felt so much more secure and mentally available to do what I needed to do. So don't climb a ladder without your socks is what I'll offer this morning.
There you go. Fantastic, Liz. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And guys,
no problem. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those of you guys that don't know, Liz and Frank Garrison, they're doing a great, great job out in Las Vegas and building a really nice business out there all that. So good stuff. Also had a great talk with Charlene yesterday, Gene and Charlene Blackburn in Grand Junction, Colorado. They, too, are doing a phenomenal job. Guys, again, let me take a minute. I'm going to hit the applause button. I cannot emphasize enough, guys, how great people are doing. And what I mean by that is another thing that was pretty obvious as we went across the country is everybody, I think, has got a better understanding that this is a brand new company. We're not even at ground level. We're pre-ground level, if you will, as far as bringing things together and stuff. And so for people to be doing the kind of volumes that they're doing and bringing the people in at the levels that they are and earning the kind of money that they're earning, it's just incredible. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be with, other companies like that early on. And again, your first check was a couple $100s and then your next check might double. So it might have been $300 and the next month, $600 and the next month, maybe $1,000 if you were lucky, and then $1,500. And I tell you what, I will take slow and steady every day over explode and blow up. I've also been with those companies where I made a huge amount of money in the first 30 days or 90 days, and guess what? The company's no longer here. And I'm sure that echoes with everybody on this call today. I'll take slow and steady every day with really great people, great company that's making sure the I's are dotted and T's are crossed and everything as we go forward. And you know what, guys, I want to make one other comment, then we have a few more people on the dashboard that I want to go to, is, guys, look, and all of us have done that. There's so many people out there that are used to being begged and chased and convinced to get involved in businesses. Oh, please join my company. Please buy my product. And whatever. And a combination between wanting to help those people, but also really hoping that they'll join your business and together you can build a big business and whatever. Hey, guys, I want to tell you something. It's a new day. There's a new sheriff in town. And I mean it. Walk tall. You have got the best opportunity on the block. You don't need to beg anybody or chase anybody or try to convince anybody that this is the best opportunity in America today that's out there. Do it with conviction. And a lot of people might be turned off at first because somebody else is willing to stroke their ego or make them feel good or they'll run around and do their website for them or something like that. This is marketing for adults. Okay, this is time for the adults to step up, and to play this game right here. And again, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. We as a company, all of us, Julie and I are doing good. You guys are doing good. We just need to keep doing what we're doing. We keep doing this. We keep working with the same effort that we've got for the next couple of years, and we'll go down in the history books, guys. That's it. Everybody that can hear my voice right now, we're going down in the history books of something that was created, that was brought to the marketplace that no one's ever seen before. We're not another Me Too pill, potion, lotion program or whatever. They'll write stories about you, and you'll be in the history books. So, guys, it is. Take a minute. Pat yourself on the back. Stand tall. Puff out your chest a little bit. And then get back to work. Get your socks on. All right, let's go down here to area code 904, and you are live on Sock and Soul Radio.
Good morning, Greg. It's Monique in Jacksonville. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I've got a business question. I got your email saying that about the business cards that you had available. Are those the only business cards that we are allowed to use?
Monique, look, yeah, guys, just make up your business cards. I mean, look, a business card is just putting your name and phone number and email on there, and that's it. Don't worry about it. Go to VistaPrint, just get it done quickly. Don't waste a lot of time with this. Monique, I'll open back up your line, but I know that you've got some background noise out there to see if there's another question. Did that answer your question for you, or?
It did, and I do apologize about the background noise, but that did answer my question. Thank you, Greg.
You got it. Fantastic, without a doubt. And I'll talk to you right after Blog Talk. The thing is, guys, let's go down here to area code 206. You're live on Sock and Soul Radio.
Yes, good morning. excuse me. Commission was kind of an interesting word this morning. I hadn't thought of it. And how do we set these things up? I'm looking in the back office if there's a resource to tell us the procedure for doing that.
Right. And I'm sorry, whom are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Kathy in Seattle.
Hey, Kathy. How are you today?
Oh, great.
Good, fantastic. And Kathy, let me ask, who was your, who did you get involved with? Who brought you into the business?
Stan.
Okay, great. Look, here's what I would recommend is give Stan a call. Guys, for two things. You can either give the person that invited you to join this business in, and or just, again, if you're confused, like Blog Talk Radio is great right here, and or call the corporate office. So, Kathy, to answer your question is that, yes, what you want to do is register with the company. The way the company pays right now this will change after the first of the year, but the way that they pay right now is through PayPal, and they use the same email address that you actually registered with VoxLife on, all right? So if you don't have a PayPal account, go and set one up. They're free, but use the same email address that VoxLife has got. Now, if you're just completely not around the internet or whatever, you can request a check. And we've had several people do that. They called and said, look, I don't do anything on the internet. I don't have an account. I don't do online banking. Please send me a check. And they'll be more than happy, Kathy, to do that right there. Now, after the first of the year, we're going to have a thing called Express Pay, where everyone's going to have a debit card, and they're just going to load your commission right onto your debit card. So you'll just be able to check it, after the first couple days of the month. I think they'll start paying around the third or fifth of every month or something, and you'll be able to do it like that. But guys, also take a look because, it's November 1st. I know they finished the end of the month there. Probably by the end of the week, we'll start getting paid. So check your PayPal account, and if you don't have that set up, get it set up. And help the other people that are in your group, help them get set up, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Barry.
Kathy, without a doubt. You got it. Enjoy it. Okay, guys, any other questions, thoughts, ideas, testimonials? How many people are out there doing, events? That was the whole thing that Julie and I wanted to do is make sure that you guys had all the PowerPoint presentations to go out there and do events. Again, that Greenville was like on fire, the other day and getting that done without a doubt. Hey, you know what? I don't know if Charlene is on today or whatever, if you are and can give us an update on that young man that came to the meeting that night in Grand Junction. I know that story's gone around, guys. We have a 20-year-old that was involved in a snowboarding accident and, again, had phenomenal results with the box of socks and insoles and all that. If she's not on today, we can probably get her on this week and do it. Again, guys, when people are rank advancing, see, guys, let me tell you something. It's about taking responsibility for your building your own business. Like Jill Nelliman called yesterday and said, Greg, I made it to director. Well, Julie and I knew that from there. That we were actually talking to her from earlier. But then she goes, I also have another friend that hit team leader and stuff like that in your business. We want to bring these stories out on Blog Talk Radio. It's not about hearing Julie's and my voice every day. That gets boring. Hearing from other people and knowing what's going on. And see, what Julie and I do is every new story that we hear, and we'll hear multiple new stories every day. Well, that's the story that we're telling that day. And then the next day we'll hear new stories on Blog Talk Radio or wherever. That's the stories that we're telling that day. instead of telling the same stories over and over and over again. You know, there are so many great stories going around here. And guys, I'll kind of end with this one last thing, is that, again, if people don't already know this, we have got, and I'm not talking about network marketers. Forget people that have made money in network marketing. I'm talking about people from other industries and from the medical community that are sending back, results. They are just in shock at what this product can actually do. They've never seen this in the medical community, if you will. And I could read you some of these emails and text messages that Julie and I get. And I know that several of them were sent to us by you guys. So you know about them as well as we do. Again, we're on to something really, really big here. Hold on to it. Cherish it. And most of all, don't keep it a secret. Get out there and share it with everybody you know. Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming on the call today. Thank you, Liz, Monique, Kathy, everybody else that was on there. And again, guys, we will see you, see you back here tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. Guys, come prepared. Come on the show, and let us know what you're thankful for. Let us know how your business is going. Again, the big announcements to recap is at the end of this month, Thursday, the 30th of November, we will be at the Wyndham Hotel, Orlando, Florida. Get everybody there. We're going to have some special guests. It's worth flying in and driving in. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a big event. And then, again, Atlanta, Georgia, December 1st. And as far as big meetings like that, that's really where we shine. And I mean, guys, when you see the guests that are going to be speaking at these meetings, you'll definitely want to be there, and you're going to want to have a handful of people with you when you're there. So, all right, with that, guys, go out and make it a great day. Introduce yourself to somebody that you don't know and let them know who you are and what you do. And get your socks on. Have a good day. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Bye-bye.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today on Vox Socks Radio. Remember, we're just a group of independent associates helping other